BizLab for July 7th, 2005.
You have one new message.
My name is Bea Fields, president of Five Star Leader Coaching and Training, and I want to talk to you today about thin slicing. Over the past 2 months, I have been literally devouring the book Blink, a genius publication authored by Malcolm Gladwell. What a wild ride it is, and its powerful message has truly had a profound effect on the way I think. In Chapter 2, Gladwell begins explaining the concept known as thin slicing, the act of glancing at data and forming an intuitive conclusion immediately rather than using formal data mining techniques. Through a series of very compelling stories and scores of research, Gladwell begins to peel back the layers of how thin slicing is affecting the business decisions we make on a day-in and day-out basis. One of the passages in Blink that really had an impact on me is in section 39, or on page 39, Listening to Doctors. Gladwell explains in this section on thin slicing that the risk of being sued has very little to do with how many mistakes the doctor makes. Research shows, rather, that doctors get sued based on the fact that patients say they were rushed or treated poorly. Using thin slicing, observers can tell you within minutes of observing a physician and a patient in an initial interview if the doctor stands the risk of being sued. If the doctor is, excuse my French, but an asshole during the interview, he or she stands a great risk of being sued for malpractice, much higher than physicians who are compassionate and who give more time, both quality and quantity of time. Thin slicing also reveals in this case that physicians who are nice simply don't get sued, that they can make mistake after mistake and their patients are forever forgiving. Another case study recently featured in Harvard Business Review by the title of Competent Jerks, Lovable Fools, and the Formation of Social Networks shows that when people need help getting a job done, they choose a congenial colleague over a more capable one, that the competent jerk always loses out to the lovable superstar and even the lovable fool. It's very sad to me that every day I come across business coaches who are just plain rude. I am sitting at my desk doing my business, and I get these emails that come into my email box that totally shock me. The sarcasm and the mean-spirited behavior and words on the page totally blow me away. And I sit and wonder and scratch my head, considering, are they going to make it as coaches? I really wonder. This profession that I believe is here to create a more peaceful and loving world, and this is what I get? I try to often coach them in my email responses by saying, I ask that you consider using kindness the next time you give feedback. Sometimes my coaching works, sometimes it falls flat, but you know what? I'll never know unless I take the risk. I could go on and on today with research articles, stories, and anecdotes about cases and cases of men and women who have lost clients by being nasty and rude, or about those true professionals who are dear and who have kept clients through acts of kindness. But the bottom line is this. People do business with people they like. They buy from people who are lovable. Are you sitting here doubting this in the least? If so, let me give you a little bit of ammunition with a list of some of the hottest, most successful coaches for you to watch. They are really making it happen in a big way. Michael Port, great example, the think big guy. How can he think big and how is he so successful? Because he's kind and he's lovable and he's giving. He is covered up in clients. Kimberly George, another example, the social capital and networking guru. Kim is being scouted by business leaders all over the country, like Ivan Meisner. She gets interviews with people like Tim Sanders and Joe Vitale and Michael Gerber. Why? Because she is so dear and so compassionate. Mitch Meyerson, another incredible marketeer who never forgets to pick up the phone and call me just to say, hey, B, how are you doing? I'm just checking on you to see what you're doing and what you're up to. Mitch has over 50,000 people in his database. That should give you some incredible numbers to consider as you lay down tonight. Jane Johnson, the strengths coach, what can I say? She is dynamite, a real class act, and she bends over backwards to help out at any time of the day, picking up the phone and saying, well, hello there, how are you? Her voice brings joy and thrill to my heart. Roger DeWitt of Life Artistry Coaching, he is a coach to watch everyone listen to me clearly. He is headed in the direction of becoming a superstar. And he is one of the most gracious, fun-to-be-around, lovable coaches I know. Beth Lyons, the techie coach. She's quiet. She's validating. She's soothing. She's supportive. Her quiet and loving spirit are an attraction and a true magnet for clients. Henry Barbet, the president of the Center for Coaching in New York City. I love picking up the phone when Henry calls because he is so gracious. He is a true gentleman in every sense of the word, and he is a rock of wisdom. Lori Richardson of Smile and Dial. Smile and Dial, that is Lori. She makes me smile with her precious cards and her emails of support and the beautiful gifts that she remembers to pick up for me as she's traveling. And, of course, our very own lovable Andy Wibbles. Andy is one of the coolest people I know. He is developing amazing programs like Easy Bake Weblogs and BizSlap, and he seeks permission on everything he does. His brilliant mind and his gentle spirit are a combination that are unbeatable. He is attractive. You just want to be around it. So as I leave you today, I have one request. I'm going to ask that you think about how your business would be different if you truly extended all of the kindness that you had in your heart, even to the people who treat you the worst. I'm going to ask that you try for just 1 month to really go for it by treating people with incredible kindness, love, and compassion. Treat them right even when you know they're wrong. After you try this, I do want you to shoot me an email. I would love to hear what came up for you with this incredible thought process around thin slicing. And just remember, people are drawing a conclusion on you based on their interactions with you. I look forward to hearing you, so please send me an email to b@bfields.com or certainly stop by www.5starleader.com. I would love to talk with you more about how you can advance your business by developing your leadership abilities and your emotional intelligence. Thank you so much for stopping by today, and I do look forward to hearing from you. Wishing you every success in the world.
End of message. Message saved. To leave a comment or access previous messages, go to bizslap.com. bizslap.com or send email to comments@bizslap.com. Thank you and be well.